Podcast.
Hello.
We've had technical difficulties tonight, and if this doesn't work, sorry.
You will never know.
No, you will know. I will find a way to tell you, but
happy after Thanksgiving.
December 3rd.
It's Christmas. I'm doing Vlogmas.
Oh, what's that?
I'm trying to do a vlog like every other day.
Awesome.
With like some Christmas vibes.
Awesome.
I'm trying to like push myself to do it because it's really not easy, you know?
Yeah, because you don't video good stuff.
Thank you.
I mean, you don't video uncomfortable stuff. That would be good for people to watch.
Like what? I don't do anything uncomfortable.
Well, like when you go out?
Well, I haven't gone out since December 1st.
Okay. then I'm looking forward to it.
I will push myself. I'm trying to. It's very weird.
You're afraid of people look at you.
Yeah. Well, so aren't you?
I don't know. I've never vlogged. Maybe I'll walk around with a camera.
I wish you would be my cameraman. I keep telling you, and you're not.
I was at the Jack in the Box.
Yes. Yeah.
We
did a true reenactment of when Elf is testing out the Jack in the Box. Yeah, and he's testing him out, and it's going dee 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 dee, and then he thinks he gets a dud, and it pops open. But in my defense, when it popped open, we were at Lowe's, and like they dropped a bomb at the same time. So
that was not my fault.
So good.
That was funny.
That was like genuine joy on camera.
That was. I watched it 100 times.
Oh, that was funny. Well, so
I bet it would go viral. How can you make something go viral? Like tweet it?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Tweet it and say,
make this viral?
Yeah, say,
It needs like a funny caption to make it viral.
Testing the toys at Santa's workshop, or
no, it has to be something funny, like, I don't know. It would have to be something dirty or like sexual or like inappropriate for it to go viral.
Really?
I think so. Like when he takes his pants off, and you're like, ah.
Well, what about the stupid cat meme?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That just caught on.
Now it's on the other side. You saw that?
On the other side of what?
Like, the cat was usually the second picture, and the first picture was Kyle and whatever. They switched sides. And the meme even says, hey, you switched sides.
I don't think it's funny at all, so I don't.
I know. That's so what I'm saying. You don't have to have a catchy caption.
It doesn't resonate
just
with me.
Just let the video speak for itself. Pow!
Well, we had Thanksgiving.
We did.
What was your favorite dish?
I love all the side dishes. I liked the yams, the rice dressing, the potato salad.
Yeah, let's just take a moment to talk about what these Yankees call, what is it? Stuffing and dressing.
And cranberry sauce.
Are stuffing and dressing the same thing? Do you know?
I don't know, because we eat rice dressing that is not stuffed in the cavity of the bird.
That's what stuffing is.
Yeah.
And it's like bread? It's like croutons, somebody told me?
Yeah, it's like seasoned bread, and then it absorbs the juices inside the bird.
This sounds similar to meatloaf.
Yeah.
Breaded meat.
Soggy.
And so what's dressing?
The gravy.
The same thing? Are they interchangeable or is it two different dishes?
I don't know.
It's confusing because dressing is not, I don't know. Dressing is like ranch.
No, it's like cornbread dressing.
That's what dressing is?
I don't
know. So it's cornbread?
Or eggplant dressing.
What?
Your grandmother, your dad's mom used to make cornbread, eggplant dressing. Like instead of meat, you would do eggplants in the rice.
What's an eggplant?
An eggplant?
I've never had that.
Wow. I'm a terrible mother.
That's the emoji that's that purple thing, right?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
It's not that. It doesn't have a distinct flavor. It's kind of like a zucchini. It doesn't have a whole lot of flavor.
My mom
used to grow it in her garden, and then she would fry it. So we'd have fried eggplant. So the batter, and it's kind of like a fried onion ring. Like,
yeah, I don't think I'm interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite dishes. You didn't ask me.
I know what you.
My favorite dishes were the candy yams.
Yeah.
And the green bean casserole this year.
Yeah. That was good. And I don't even like green beans.
It was good. Let's just say there was no nutrition.
That was definitely nutrition. It was full of green beans.
And tater tots and cream of mushroom.
And ground meat. But still.
It was chicken in it.
It was a meal in a dish.
It was delicious.
It was.
My nephew thought there was chicken in it. He's 3.
Yeah. He likes green beans. And I said, Lukey, do you want some green beans? And he said, nope, I don't like it. Got chicken in it.
So, yeah, that was, and our desserts, we made, well, I didn't make anything. Well, no, yeah. I didn't make anything.
Oh, no, Debbie did.
I supervised. But you made buttermilk pie, which was so.
First attempt, successful.
It was so southern of you, I think. Do they have buttermilk pie in the north?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about cranberry dressing. What is
it? Cranberry
sauce. Is it like jelly?
It's like cranberries made in a gel. I don't know.
Like jelly. Like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
But with cranberries.
And people like open the can and just let it slither out the can and then they eat it like that.
And like, do you put it on like the turkey?
Yeah. Like a sweet and sour, I think.
I might not hate that, but it's just kind of weird. The thought of it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's some weird Yankee stuff.
Yeah. Definitely never had that. Probably won't have it. What if when I get married, I have to eat cranberry sauce at somebody else's Thanksgiving?
You won't eat it. Just say, where's the rice dressing?
I'll say, I guess I'll just eat the turkey. Then we'll call that my diet Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My diet
and then
meal.
You come over here.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
Because you'll have to share holidays. Unless you don't marry an orphan.
I know. Well, they will have to change their day, you know. And then his family will hate me because I make them change the day.
Yeah, and it'll be like, all about Lindsay.
He gets married. He always has to go to their house on their day at their time.
That's what happens when you have a daughter and you have a son.
Yeah.
So.
I'll try
live with it.
Try to find an orphan for everybody's sake, I guess. Or maybe somebody whose parents are like old, like really old, like, and he's like the baby or something. No,
and
no,
then
no.
They'll have to come over here.
No, like they're like maybe they're like 70, and they have to like live in like New Hampshire.
Or Florida.
Yeah,
and then y'all can just go visit.
Oh, then I won't be here at all.
No, not for Thanksgiving, just on the summer.
Oh, okay.
Like on other days.
Okay, well, this is not happening. I just picture people with like really old parents. They don't have to like go there because they're like, oh, my mom and dad are like 70. Like
not that old.
They just eat like turkey cranberry sauce, and I'm the only child. Well, maybe the only child would have to go then.
Yeah. No, you wanna.
An orphan it is. All right. Well, I took some notes on some things for us to talk about.
Okay, sir.
So Thanksgiving, check.
Check.
Moving on to some shows.
Okay.
Should we talk pre-Bachelor drama or should we talk about Below Deck?
What's pre-Bachelor drama?
Just all the shenanigans that's going down with Peter the pilot. Peter's season already. I've been following Reality Steve. Spoiler alert, don't listen if you don't want to hear.
I've been following too, but I don't know what's going on.
Well, apparently there's some girl named
Victoria.
Yeah. That had a boyfriend who was a country singer who he came to sing on their date like they always have.
I did see that a while back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now she was currently post-season right now in a restaurant. And some girl who told Peter's family that she had another boyfriend, they saw each other at a bar, I think. Don't quote me on it. And they got in a fight, like an altercation.
The two girls?
Yeah.
Ah.
And so Victoria got kicked out of a bar about all of it.
Oh.
So That's from Reality Steve.
Sounds like some Mean Girl crap.
Yeah. Sounds like they've casted a great cast.
Yeah. Thank God, because he is so vanilla. Ugh.
And I just want you to know that for a couple of episodes, or at least one episode, he has a Band-Aid on his forehead.
Like he had a mole removed?
No, I think he hit his head on a date. But it's not even like, it's not like a surgical Band-Aid where like, oh, maybe he had stitches. It's like a legit like,
it's like a
playground.
Mickey Mouse Band-Aid.
Yes, and he's like on a date and it's like right on the corner of his head. I'm like,
what a dupe.
If he didn't already look like a dork, now he has a Band-Aid on his forehead.
Oh, so. Poor Wibble Pedo.
Well, he's doing pretty well. He's a bachelor. So that's just my little bachelor preview drama.
I can't believe the show got away with that.
I know. They must have been slim pickings, I think.
But they had Mike. They could have had Mike.
They put Mike on Bachelor in Paradise, and then they're like, wait.
Yeah, he's cray-cray.
That's not going to work. So, speaking of Bachelor drama, I listened to Caitlin Bristow on Nick Viall's podcast.
Yeah.
Because they dated.
Yeah.
If you can recall.
Yeah.
She was on he was on her season.
And they had sex.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he came to her season.
Yeah.
Because he was on whoever before that season. And he like knew her through the Bachelor Nation, if you can remember back then.
Yeah. Deanna.
No,
but she was the one with Brad.
Maybe that's too old.
Yeah.
Whatever. The Bachelorette right before Kristen. Wait, is that her name?
Kristen Bristow, you said?
Yeah, that's her name. Anyways, I listened to them on the podcast, and she like talked about how like he was like, I'm kind of tired of you. They kind of like squashed their beef. And she was like, he was like, I'm tired of always being like your joke or always being like, oh, Nick. And she was like, she said she was sorry. And that the only reason she ever did that was because Sean was so insecure because they had a thing before The Bachelor and Nick lasted all the way through till like the final two, I think. And she ended up picking Sean.
But she was with Sean for years.
I know, and that's what Nick said. He was like, didn't he think he had won when you picked him? Like, you could have picked me.
Some people are just crazy like that, though.
I mean, first of all, did Sean ever look at himself in the mirror and then look at Nick Viall in the mirror?
I know.
Like,
And did any of them look at Kristen? With her little gimpy arms?
Now she's dating Jason.
Yeah, he's slick.
Like with his hair?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't match at all to me.
No.
Like, he seems like a nice guy, very clean cut.
Eager to please.
Yeah. And she's like, meh.
Yeah. She's bossing him.
Well, maybe that's what she needed. Sean wasn't bossable, maybe.
Maybe.
It wasn't bossable. So, I thought that was an interesting fact.
Yeah, it is. Why doesn't Nick Viall hook up with anybody?
Well, he said something else interesting on the podcast. He said that him and Caitlin Bristow.
Oh, okay.
Him and Caitlin would never be a good match because they both needed to be the star.
Oh.
I was like, that's good self-awareness.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he's trying to be the star and everybody else is just. I mean, he could date a regular girl.
He can find some doormat anywhere.
Calling all doormats.
They're a dime a dozen.
Any doormats calling all doormats.
And dumb doormats with blonde hair? She could find that anywhere.
Maybe he's trying to find, that's probably it. He's trying to find somebody smart but won't be a doormat.
Knows when to be a doormat and when not.
Yeah, so I think that's what I'm looking for.
She has to be incredible.
So, yeah.
Incredibly unselfish.
Yeah. It's all about you. But, like, I'm still going to put up a little bit of fight, but it's all about you.
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Damn. That's what your therapist said. You didn't marry me.
I know. So, anyways, Below Deck.
Below Deck. Man, how about that big blister festering thing on what's his name's leg.
I thought you were gonna say Riley.
Yeah, her too.
She is a blister. Yeah, so he just knocked into something and the cut turned into that?
I don't know. It's like, I thought he had like, you know, pulled a muscle or tore his ACL or something. But then it's like, no, it was a...
I think it was a cut because he said he bumped it.
Yeah,
he bumped it on something. And it just keeps getting more infected and more infected and more infected.
Yeah, and then they showed it oozing.
I know. I'm kind of worried about him.
Yeah.
Because he has to have that Tahitian medicine.
Yeah, that and like a flesh-eating disease.
But it's not like he's from America anyways. He'd have some third world country. Is he from South Africa?
I don't know what the accent is.
Yeah, Ashton's from South Africa.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Other third world medications.
Yeah. Well, at least he got it taken care of. They sent him to the hospital and they cut it out.
Yeah. I like him. I think he's really sweet.
Yeah. They don't. What's her name?
Courtney. They don't match.
No. She is so above
uptight.
It. So judgmental.
Yeah. I don't like her at all.
A guy like him, I would never. And it's like, he's very sweet.
Yeah. Like, what about him? Because he has has abs?
He has that train. What do you call it? The trench. What'd you call it?
V. No, it is a V. That's what I...
But Kate called it a...
Ravine. Ravine?
I like the trench better.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks good. But, yeah, Riley's back.
Oh, God. I don't get that.
She's disgusting. I mean, I guess she's entertaining because she makes them fight.
I mean, her and the chef at that night out.
I know. He's like, I'm not your personal chef. And I was all toss like that. I'm not your personal chef.
Order me something keto.
Paleo. I'm not your personal chef. Order whatever you want. I was like, dang.
He's so gross, too.
Yeah, with his little bald spot. I'm like, don't act like you're hot shit. I see your bald spot on top.
Yeah, he needs to spray it or something.
Yeah, he's like,
always right on it.
Every chance I get, I call my daughter at home. How you fancy going back to LA? I'm like, what is he saying?
Yeah.
He needs the same subtitles as Aisha from last year.
Oh, God.
And Jack. I'm like, anyway, I did appreciate. I love Ashton. I think he's kind of a whore. I think he can't drink. When we get married, we're nixing the alcohol.
Yeah.
But how he put Riley in her place, like, I don't know who you think you are.
Yeah.
But did you see the previews?
Yeah. What's gonna happen with Captain?
Ashton's gonna yell at Kate about disrespecting
Captain.
Yeah. Looking forward.
Did you see the Captain without a shirt?
Yeah, and they're like, they were in his room.
They were, like, in there. It's like, what does his wife think of that?
I know. I thought it was very weird.
He talks about his wife all the time on Twitter.
Yeah. Did they go in there while he's taking a shit, too?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was very
I hate the women. Usually all the people that charter. They're just douches. All of them.
Yeah, the guys last week were borderline pedophile molesters.
Yes.
And these women are borderline pedophile molesters too.
They are.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Cap, I need a silver fox. They like showed him. Did you see when she was like, that's why I don't have a man? She was like, sorry, podcast, you can't see my face. Just know that it's funny.
How about the one that stepped on the sea urchin and then they have to put it in vinegar?
They should have peed on it.
No, that's they said that the piece of the sea urchin
stays in you,
breaks off, and it stays in your skin. So
just like when you step on a pecan,
dissolve it.
That's exactly what happens when you step on a pecan. That's why it itches.
Yeah, I don't know. Not a good idea, Kate, putting them in the cave.
Yeah, and. How many more times can we hear about whatever that guy's name is going down on Simone?
That's gross.
I know.
That show has become X-rated. Riley started that.
And they're in those bunk beds, like 2 feet from the ceiling.
And they showed his whole butt.
I know.
Not good.
No.
That's ugly Nikki. That is not good Nikki.
It was black and white.
St- stuff. So.
But it was like the first preview, the second preview, after the break. Oh, it finally happened. Now after it happened. I'm like, how many times do we have to hear about it? And she's like, it took you long enough.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm a second stew. I shouldn't be doing the laundry.
Yeah. I was wondering how long does it take before there was some controversy between the girls.
I loved when Kate confronted her.
Yeah.
And said, oh, so you're talking about it to other crew members. You're making us look bad. She goes, I don't care if you think I'm making you look bad. She goes, no, I don't think it. You did. You made us look bad.
I can see where you would think that. No. I do. It is. Yeah. That's how it is.
Yeah.
It's not that I think it.
It is. Yeah. Kate's a bad bitch.
I agree.
Anyway, any other topics on that?
I don't think so.
I watched a behind the scenes of the tour of My Sienna, which I think was their last boat.
Oh, okay.
And it was Ashton and Kate giving a tour of, like, all the rooms, all the bathrooms. And he was like, Ashton was like, this is our slide. He was like, it takes about an hour and a half to put it out. The guests ride on it for about 10 minutes, and it takes an hour and a half to put it back up.
Because you got
to
get all the air out.
I was like, wow.
That is,
yeah,
the worst.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just working just to work.
Yeah. Okay.
There's nothing else to do on that dang boat, though. Drink, eat, and slide.
I know. I don't think it seems fun at all.
Uh-uh. I mean, I'd rather go sightseeing. You know, if you want to do a day trip.
Yeah.
You know, and go around the islands. Yeah. And then, you know, have a picnic on the beach, ride the jet skis.
Yeah.
And then go back to the hotel and go out to dinner.
Yeah. That's like when people are like, oh, I love just, like, going to the beach. I'm like, for what? You need, to, like, an excursion or something. Like, to sit there and play in the water?
Yeah. Unless you have little kids.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't, so.
Yeah, don't. Don't do that.
No. No. That brings me to my next point. We went to the Gaylord Ice.
Yes.
We never have to go there again.
I went 9 years ago. I'll see you there in 9 years to come.
My kids will be 3.
Oh, you having kids in 6 years?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to take them as an infant, so.
Yeah, we'll go back when your kids are 3. That's the deal.
Yeah, but it's a lot.
It was, in the 9 years since I've been, it's unbelievable how much it's grown.
Yeah.
It's like a carnival.
Yeah. Somebody asked me if I did the tube slide.
What's that?
I have no idea. I was like, inside? And they were like, no, it's on the outside. It's a huge slide where you ride on a tube down a, like.
Oh, I saw it. It's just like when you go to a carnival and you sit on a sack.
Oh, yeah.
And the sack, and you go down the slide on the sack. It's like that. But they were sitting in a tube because it's supposed to be ice.
Oh.
Like you're on a snow mountain.
You
but it wasn't
You didn't take
hot.
Me to that part.
No, we did. It's where all the carnival stuff was at. It was in the back.
It was just like way too many people.
It was like a bounce house slide is what it looked like.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a humongous thing or.
Well. I think it's cute. I think it's the perfect amount of time when you're actually in there.
Yeah.
Because it kind of seems short, but, like, it's so cold that it's, like,
9 degrees.
Yeah, it's, like, the perfect amount of time. Like, right at the end, I was like, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
But
and it was Charlie Brown theme, which is cute, and all the Charlie Brown music's playing.
Yeah.
And I love it.
It is cute, but it's very museum-esque. Like, it's just like, oh, look, ice. Oh, look, ice. Oh, look, ice. So it's, like... 15 minutes is enough, but I mean...
Yeah, and then you get to slide on the ice.
Yeah, I didn't slide because I'm still recovering from my wreck.
You're still brokey.
A little bit, but it was cute. It was cute to watch the kids in there, I guess.
Yeah, and the Gaylord's beautiful, but there were a million people.
Yeah, we went the day after Thanksgiving, so...
And so many people arriving with luggage. It's like they are spending the weekend. How cool is that?
I guess
I
it's cool.
That would be cool. Like if you lived out in.
I take it for granted, yeah, because I'm from here. That's what I think about people that, like, I guess live in Orlando. They're probably like people coming here for a week to stay here and go to Disney World. That's kind of how I felt. I was like, oh.
Yeah, like we used to leave Lafayette and go to Astroworld in Houston.
In Houston?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist anymore.
That was a trip, I know. So I guess, like, if you live in. You know, East Texas, you could rent a room at the Gaylord, spend the weekend, shop, do your activities, the ice.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. But we live here, so.
Go vacation to Dallas.
Yeah, I guess so.
I know.
It's fun.
We're spoiled. We didn't take a vacation, like, to Tyler, I guess.
Yeah, so then we can be like, wow.
Our long view.
Don't leave home.
Go to the Applebee's.
Don't leave home.
We can go to the Applebee's and the Walmart.
I can honestly say when I was living in Corpus, I was like, wow, everything that I could have used to love, not care about, I love now. Like, anything in DFW.
That you wouldn't think twice about.
Yeah, everything. I can't even think of an example right now, just everything.
I should have kept you in Lafayette. Then you would appreciate things.
No, then I would probably have 4 kids by now. Just saying. So, and then we also did another Dallas attraction. What's it called?
The Dallas Arboretum that I have been wanting to go to.
Yeah. So it's the 12 Days of Christmas.
Slightly overrated, I thought.
Yeah. Not as many people, though, so that was good.
Yeah, and the weather was very nice.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful.
There's, like, different little gazebos with the 12 Days of Christmas. Like each one is decorated as one of the 12 days. So, like, a partridge and a pear tree.
Yeah. I think they really started out with a bang. And then after the 9 ladies dancing, it went downhill.
Yeah. What's 10?
Then they all looked the same.
10 pipers piping.
Yeah.
11.
Lords of Leaping. They all looked the same.
12 drummers drumming.
It was, like, 11 mannequins just... in
yeah,
the air.
They ran out of their budget. They were like, oh, shoot, we shouldn't have put all that sparkle on a partridge in a pear tree.
We shouldn't have made those ladies' dresses so beautiful.
Yeah.
That was my favorite, the 9 ladies dancing. They were dancing in a circle around the beautiful Christmas tree.
It was a nutcracker.
Decorated, and their dresses were like turn of the century.
Yeah.
Formal. It was beautiful.
My favorite was the partridge in a pear tree, first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
I like the 3 French hens. I liked all the birds ones. 2 turtle doves.
Yeah. Do you want to know what I did?
What?
So we went to this restaurant called the Smoky Rose.
Yeah.
Right across from the Arboretum. It's also in Dallas. It's like a barbecue place.
Yeah.
And they have live music.
Yeah.
And so I decided to message the Smoky Rose and ask who the musician was. They never replied.
Well, he had the curly hair. Y'all would have really curly hair kids.
I know. I pretended I was like, yeah, I'm having a party. I need to know who that singer is.
Dang.
Maybe they'll reply. They didn't seem very active on their Instagram, so maybe they'll reply like.
Maybe you should call.
Okay. That's taking it too far.
Oh, dang.
Excuse me. I need to know the name of the guy on last Saturday night, please.
I'm going to call.
Okay. Well, word on the street, he was staring at me. So, anyway.
Well, it's because everybody else was 4 years old. That was in the audience.
Not fair.
They had all these little kids playing right in front of where he was trying to play his John Mayer guitar music.
Yeah, he was like, wow, somebody who's not 4. That's funny. Anyways, so that was our Thanksgiving festivities. Look at those on my vlog. I posted both of those on my vlog.
Oh, okay.
So, my vlogmas. I have a couple of other bullet points if you're interested.
Sure.
We've been watching, you've been watching some Lifetime movies. I've been sleeping through them.
No, it's Hallmark.
Oh, Hallmark, sorry.
Lifetimes are much better.
Well, then why aren't we watching those?
Because they hadn't started yet till the 25 Days of Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Same as Family Channel?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Not Lifetime, I'm talking about the Family Channel. The 25 days.
No, I'm talking about the.
You're talking about Hallmark.
The has been.
One Tree Hill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adrian, whatever from Entourage.
Vinny Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have? We watched Holiday at the Palace or Christmas at the Plaza. Thoughts? Should people watch it?
I don't know. I was waiting for. I could have wrote a better story.
Maybe if you're decorating your Christmas tree and making Christmas cookies and you need something in the background.
Maybe. I don't know. It was. If you have a little 10-year-old girl, I think it's a good show. Good Christmas.
Because it's not like an actual romance or like.
No, and it's very basic and very innocent. Mm. Like, they don't even kiss until the end in every movie. If they kiss before the end, there's something wrong.
Wow.
It's just this.
We need more sex in these holidays.
That's what I'm saying. They just finally kissing. What? And they go to meet the mom and dad in the ugly Christmas sweater. And they sing carols. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry about that. And it's like, really? Why'd you drive me here?
Yeah. I've fallen asleep.
You missed that. You didn't even see
it. I fell asleep in both of the ones we've watched so far.
I know. It's like, wow, two Hallmark movies down, two-hour naps for Lindsay. Here we go.
I never fall asleep really in shows.
Well, the first one, we didn't watch at all. No, the first one wasn't with Vinny Chase. The first one was with Metcalf.
Who's that?
Jesse Metcalf. And he was working in the Christmas
John
tree.
John Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was working in the Christmas
John Tucker
tree.
Must Die, people.
Yeah. He was working in the Christmas tree lot with the old guy.
Yeah, he was like, hey, boy, you need a job.
And then you fell asleep, and then you left, and I went to take a bath, and Daddy changed the channel or whatever, and then I get out of the bathtub, and he's got it on. And I said, you're watching it? He said, I got to see what happens.
Did the guy turn into an angel?
No, that's what he kept thinking, that the guy was going to die or had already died.
No, that would be too good.
Yeah, that would have been a good storyline. Like, he had already died, and this whole time he was just an angel getting the two people together. Oh. But no.
No. Well, I'm more interested in watching real Christmas movies.
The Santa Claus.
We watched all three Santa Clauses. I stayed awake for all those.
You did?
But I'm looking forward to, I have not watched yet, Elf, of course. I'm looking forward to Home Alone. Oh, absolutely. All of them. Kevin! Oh, wow. That really made my thing jump. A little heart rate monitor on here.
What's our favorite? I love
Miracle on
34th
Street. The second one, not the original one.
Mr. Bedford. Yeah. I love Mr. Bedford.
A little Thuthy.
Yeah. No, her name is Thuthin.
Thuthin. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. You're totally wrong, Mother.
And
Mother knows best, remember.
I actually do really like to watch Every Time a Bell Rings, an Angel Gets His Wings.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, even though it's like kind of painful to sit all the way through it, it feels like it's really long and dragged out, but it's like kind
it's
of
a little history lesson.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, because they have the war, and then they have the Depression, and then they have...
Yeah, people act like it's hard now.
Another war, yeah. And he loses all the money, and he got a crazy uncle.
Doesn't he become an alcoholic?
Who loses all the money.
Is he an alcoholic or no? Isn't he in the bar?
Yeah, because he tried to jump off the bridge, and that's where Gabriel saved him.
Who was an angel.
Who was an angel. That's why Daddy always wants an angel to show up.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets
his name's not Gabriel.
Wings.
What's his name?
It is Gabriel.
It's, dang it. I'm not going to be able to remember.
It's okay. It's not important. But I will be watching some movies.
I like that show, too.
Yeah. Anyways, should we move on?
You know what's a modern Christmas show that I like?
Love Actually?
Hugh Grant. Yeah.
Wow. I know you so well.
And I like the other one, too, with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet, where they switch houses.
The Holiday.
For The Holiday, yeah.
Isn't that with Vince Vaughn?
No.
That's another one.
Oh, that's Four Christmases.
Yeah.
That one's, those are modern. Those are pretty good.
Yeah,
I
those
like
are funny.
Those.
With Jennifer Aniston, right?
No, it's the little blonde. What's her name? Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah. They would never be together in
they
real
never
life.
They don't match at all. No. He is with Jennifer Aniston in another movie, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
Those are all good movies, too.
Yeah. Those are the modern.
Maybe we'll have to watch those.
The modern Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have some other topics here. I just listened to, I told you about this today, Logan Paul's podcast. He's back from his fight, by the way. He was on
Did
a...
Did he win?
No. He was on a podcast hiatus because he was like in training camp. So he had no podcast for 4 weeks. If you noticed, I haven't been talking about him.
Oh.
Did you notice?
No.
He was busy. So
Clarence. Clarence is the angel in A Wonderful Life. Sorry.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. But today on his podcast, he had Steve Madden, which is like.
The shoe guy.
Yeah. The last person, if you saw him and heard him, you would expect to make women's shoes. He's like a straight up mafia, New York, gold chain wearing, gangster sounding person. He was also a character on The Wolf of Wall Street because he was friends with The Wolf of Wall Street.
And that's when he got arrested.
Yeah, he was in prison.
He got arrested before them.
Yeah. You know why? They turned him in.
Yeah.
They asked him because Logan Paul had The Wolf of Wall Street on like before his fight.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, you know, we had Jordan Belfort. That's his name. Jordan Belfort or Belford.
Yeah.
We had him on the podcast. He was like, yeah. And he was like, do you guys talk? And he was like, not really. And he was like, did y'all guys have bad terms? And he was like, well, considering he turned me in, he said, I did do everything. But he was like, kind of bad terms when he turned me in for everything we had done together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but super.
That is a crazy story.
Super fascinating. Yeah, like he started his, he was working in a factory, a women's shoes factory, and like got the opportunity to like make a shoe or something, and it was like, the rest is history. He started like making shoes and selling them out of his car with like $1,000 to his name, and then like built this humongous brand.
That's amazing.
I know. That's my problem. I need to be living out of my car.
You need to be in jail.
I know. You got to start from the bottom, or else if you're starting halfway through, you don't try hard enough because you're already halfway through.
You're already comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. I got to get poorer.
Good plan.
But, yeah, he was talking about all the Quaaludes and all the stuff. You saw Wolf of Wall Street,
yeah,
right? I think it's an amazing movie.
It is.
It's a good told story.
I love it.
But, yeah, all the Quaaludes.
What do you say?
Yeah, I love Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie. I think he's perfect. But yeah, they were talking about doing all the drugs and all the Quaaludes and all that stuff. And he was like, of course, he's been clean for like a certain amount of time or whatever. Yeah. He said he was clean before he met Jordan and they started doing insider trading.
Oh.
But it's very fascinating. So if you need to listen, Logan Paul.
Listen,
they're pretty good.
Yeah,
I need you to like Logan before we start being official.
What do you mean? Before you and Logan start getting married?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you need to listen to his podcast.
I'd rather not know somebody that well that you're gonna date. That way, I could form my own opinion in person.
Oh, okay.
I won't have a preconceived.
So you don't. And next time I start dating somebody, don't say anything.
Show tune person.
Oh,
you know.
Oh, you mean my next famous boyfriend? Don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I have a couple of more topics. Do you have anything that you need to talk about?
Nope.
Good. I'm glad you're here. My next topic is Forbes magazine came out with all of their Forbes top lists. And there's like Forbes top engineer, Forbes top 20 over $100 million over 20, under 20 years old, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I looked up the Forbes youngest, or I think under 30 musicians, hot musicians in 2020.
Yeah.
And I have some good ones on there. Guess who's on there?
2020 didn't happen yet.
It's for next year.
How can you be the top if it's for next year?
It's for next year.
Okay.
I didn't make it up. I don't know. I'm not Forbes.
Okay. Who?
Phineas. My favorite. Oh. My favorite Phineas. Lil Nas.
What's her name?
I don't know. I didn't see her on there. I'm sure she is.
It's because she's a minor? A minor?
I don't know. Also Lil Nas.
Yeah.
I got the horses in the back.
He got gypped on the music awards.
100%. Because do you know why? Mother freaking Taylor Swift was there. That's why. Did we talk about that on here?
No. Well, or yeah, maybe we did.
All you need to know is I hate Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And they had 10 minutes of Taylor Swift. Maybe we did talk about it.
Yeah, I think we did.
Shake it up.
She had the worst costume.
She's the worst. She's the biggest fake poser ever.
Yeah.
And when she won her award, she was like, where do I go? What do I do?
Mommy.
Yeah. Anyways, Luke Combs is on the list.
I like Luke Combs.
With his red solo cup.
Red solo cup, flannel shirt, ball cap.
Yeah.
Get it.
King Princess is.
Not a heard of it.
Saw her at ACL.
Oh, it's
on
a
the
girl?
Small stage. Yeah.
Ah, yeah. That's like when I saw Dixie Chicks at the Euless Arbor Days.
Really? I thought you saw Pat Green.
I saw Pat Green too in Bedford Blues Fest.
Are the Dixie Chicks from here?
They're from Texas. I'm not sure where.
Oh, they're from Tyler. They came here for the big show.
I don't know. The two sisters, the twins, I think are from the DFW area.
They're twins?
Uh-huh.
Oh, not and the singer is that little
and
one.
The singer is that little blonde that they.
Because Earl had to die.
Recruited her.
Remember when they got Nixxaid whenever they talked bad about George Bush? Wow, times have changed.
Yeah. That was a career killer.
Yeah.
They were never the same after that.
Nope.
Too bad, but yeah, I saw the Dixie Chicks.
Spin
wagon. Days.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, no, I saw King Princess at ACL, and she said, who the F bleep explicit tuned my guitar?
Oh, that's who it was?
And some little flunky ran on stage and came over and, like, tuned her guitar because she was, like, calling him out on stage. She has that song called 1950.
I know it.
It's popular, but that's her only popular song, and it goes like, I can't think of it.
Okay.
Like 1950. I don't know. She's very like armpit hair, grungy.
Yeah.
She's only 20 years old vibe. So that's it. That's all I wrote down. There was a lot of people on there, but I didn't feel like writing them down. I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of Phineas.
Especially Steve Forbes probably doesn't know anything.
That's a person?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know.
He invented the magazine.
Ah. Wow. Good for him.
Very wealthy.
Yeah. I have a couple more topics. We've already been talking for 45 minutes.
Wow.
Can you believe
flies.
It?
I know.
Can you believe it? Okay. My next topic is, I have a feeling that one day when we get really big, people are going to listen back to these and be like, wow, remember when she said that? But I'm not going to say anybody's name.
We could always go back and say, remember when I said that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. I've been invited to do somebody's Instagram workouts, okay? And I'm going to tread lightly here because...
Fatty.
I'm going to tread lightly because I am a trainer, so I kind of understand, like, trying to help people find their way. And, like, a lot of people don't know they need training. And so you kind of, like, have to, like... Give them a little nudge in the right direction. But this bitch messaged me saying, hey, hope your arm's feeling better. By the way, thought you'd like to do my workout program. Let me know. I'll be your coach. I was like, that is the biggest insult. Not only to me as a trainer, because, okay, she doesn't know I'm a trainer. But now maybe she just thinks I'm a person and she thinks I'm too fat that I have to do.
Well, and what about
her workout program?
You're still walking around in a splint.
Right.
Because you got surgery
right.
a month ago.
Well, in my opinion, in our gyms, we never hard sell. We never are like, oh, you got to do this or you're going to be fat forever. It's always very open, very kind. That's, you know, we kind of are like, we would love to have you come try it out. How can I help you? Not, hey, I think you really need to do this freaking workout program because you're super fat. That is not appealing. And I could just tell you right now, as somebody who is fit, when she texted me that, I was like, hell no, I'm never doing that.
The knife.
Exactly.
Because we know what she looks like.
Right. So, yeah, this whole idea that you can be a quote-unquote coach with zero experience is also insulting. That would be like, I'd be like, oh, I'm a personal trainer, so I'm your doctor. So come to me with any kind of questions about your health in general, just everything.
You need surgery.
Yeah. I'm a personal trainer, so.
Shout out. Give me a shout out.
I think it's really offensive. And this day and age in social media, you could be whatever you want to be, evidently, with zero qualifications.
Yeah.
Anyway.
True. I think you should be a therapist.
I
life coach.
I am
a coach.
Do you want me to be your life coach?
No, I already know how to live my life.
I'm going to start messaging people. Hey, want to join my life coach program? I really think you need it. Based on the shit that you
help you.
Based on the shit you're posting every day, I think you need it.
I've been following you and you need help.
Yeah. Yeah, and to throw in that little, hey, hope you're feeling better from your wreck. Like, you don't even know me. Yeah. No, I'm not. I still am wearing a cast.
Yeah.
So, no, I can't do your at-home workout program.
I have to do a one-handed burpee.
Yeah. Do you have modifications for one arm, people? Yeah, that's insulting. Just a little sidebar insulting. So, if we get famous and these people who shall not be named come back and listen to this, yeah, I'm talking about you. It's you. So that brings me to another point. Have you been noticing men's pants are getting skintier and skintier?
They've been.
I swear they're getting like legging style. It could just be.
Surely not. I haven't seen that.
He who shall not be named. I just saw someone wearing pants that were so tight that I could not see. Like when I.
But that person has tree trunk legs.
No, when I wear leggings with boots and like it's very slim that you can almost like, I mean, you can see where the boots start, but it's very slim all the way down. That's what this person was wearing. So I'm just like, maybe it was the boots that I actually had a problem with. The boots were too slim looking, like a skinny boot.
Were they on top the pants?
No, they like met right in the middle, like right here. It was like a high, it was like a 3/4 boot.
Yeah.
And a jegging. So like the line right here was
okay,
like,
I don't think that's in style. I think that was just a bad.
Everybody has those days.
Decision.
Yeah. Boys have a hard time dressing themselves, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe you ought to go into that business.
I could be a life coach, a boys fashion stylist, a trainer. What else?
Logan Paul girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. He will support all of that. Logan Paul doesn't dress that good either.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No.
Why?
He was dating that girl. Her name's Chloe.
Oh, that's why.
She's on some show, like she's an actress.
Oh.
But he was like in love and they broke up. So
oh,
she probably got tired of his bullshit.
Broke his heart.
Probably. She probably was like, "You told me to shut up one too many times." So yeah.
Just like Nick. Forever single.
Yeah. He's getting pretty old.
Nick?
Yeah.
In his 30s?
He's probably like 38.
Yeah, that ain't old.
Not for a guy.
Not for anybody. Well, if you want to have kids, you better start by the time you're 38. But for girls.
Good. I have 10 years.
10 years.
All right. Do you have anything else for the podcast?
No. I've been decorating my house.
Check out the vlogs for her decorations. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's also everybody pray that this podcast recorded.
Yeah, because we're just talking to each other. I have one little tidbit kind of along the lines of maybe somebody listening might not want to hear this, but
they shall not be named.
They shall not be named. I have a neighbor who has two dogs.
Okay, you already said that they're your neighbor now.
Doesn't matter. I don't care if they hear it.
Oh.
They let their dogs poop wherever the dogs want to poop. Could be my yard, could be the side yard, could be anybody's yard. And mm-hmm. they carry around a big snow shovel to scoop it up
mm-hmm.
and just throw the poop wherever they are. So why scoop it up anyway? Well, one of my other neighbors got it on camera,
mm-hmm.
went and picked up the poop,
mm-hmm.
put it in a bag,
mm-hmm.
brought it to that neighbor's front door.
Yes.
Rang the doorbell.
Yes.
And left.
That's amazing.
And got video of the whole thing.
Did they post it on Facebook?
No, but they sent it to Daddy.
Wow. That's amazing.
And he loved it.
Don't get neighbors. Did they video themselves dropping it at the doorbell?
Yes. Like this? Yes. Wow. Dropping it on the front door.
That's amazing.
I know. That's something Daddy has always wanted to do his whole life.
Well, I saw those same people shovel the shit into the sewer, to the drain.
Into the gutter, rain gutter, yeah, in our water system.
That is what happens in freaking, like, third world countries when the feces are in the water.
Exactly.
And you have to start drinking, like...
Exactly. That's where they come from.
Yeah.
They come to America and... Anyway.
Shovel the poop into the water.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Anyhow. That's illegal, people, just for the record.
Yeah.
Look it up. Anyways, do you have anything else to say?
No, that was my story of the night.
All right. Well, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and also watch my vlogs. And my name
Vlogmas. Is
Lindsay R. Trahan. And you are?
Instagram.
And you are?
Trahan.
And we have some crazy things coming in 2020, so stay tuned.
Yes.
I saw this meme that was like, all my friends, and it was like this ugly face, and it was like, crazy things coming in 2020. Like, everybody says that, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be the roaring 20s.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Great Gatsby style.
I've almost been alive 100 years.
You were alive in the other 20s?
No, but I feel like I could have been, because, like... That Your was mom closer was. To when I was, yeah, my mom was. My mom was born in 27.
Well, that's going to be like when it's 2050 or 2060. I'm going to be like, oh, I kind of feel like the 60s.
Yeah.
That was pretty prevalent.
Yeah. Same.
Integration, all that.
Dang.
Anyways, thanks for listening. Catch you on the flip side.
That's deep. Bye.